My favorite story in this connection, a story I heard maybe 20 years ago or more, that Prabhupada insisted that in worshiping the deity, the two most important things, cleanliness and punctuality. And then the story, because Prabhupada was very regulated. Even when Prabhupada was traveling, he still maintained his strict schedule. So Prabhupada used to go for his morning walk, and then greeting of the deities, 7 o'clock in the morning. So Prabhupada was always there. So I don't know which temple it was, but it was one temple. Prabhupada noticed it was 7 o'clock. The doors didn't open. So he took his cane and knocked on the deity doors. Open up! So that's what Prabhupada taught us. Punctuality and cleanliness. All right. So now, our local GBC in this house, Om and Sudha, they want me to talk about Lord Jagannath. So I'm going to read to you an article that was published in the Back to Godhead magazine in 1975. And it's called The Appearance of Lord Jagannath. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me. So, you are right now doing the first item of devotional service, Shravanam. It's an austerity. I understand. I know what it's like to sit for a long time, but it's an austerity. And if you try to hear, Krishna will become very pleased with you. Krishna is where? In your heart. And we learn from the first canto, Sunbatang Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana. It is the most pious activity to hear about Krishna. And what does Krishna do? So right now, you have been hearing and chanting. Very good. We've done Sankirtan for a couple of hours. 2 hours we have done Sankirtan. So we have been blessed. Now it's going to be a little harder because you just have to listen. Kirtan is sometimes a little easier because it's give and take, but this is harder. You just sit there and you have to listen. So I will try my best to make it as enlivening as possible. If you bless me, will you bless me? You bless me by saying Hare Krishna. All right. And then after this, we'll have ecstatic kirtan by my favorite Mahatma Maharaj. And then simultaneously, we'll have the arati. Who's our pujari? Who's doing the arati? Sachi Mata, okay. And then comes the hardest part. Prasad. I know, that's... It's too difficult. All right. So the article goes as follows. The Rath Yatra festival, the parade of the chariots of Lord Subhadra and is yearly celebrated at the home of Lord Jagannath in India called Jagannath Puri. But now, thanks to Srila Prabhupada, Rath Yatra is global. We do it in Laguna Beach, do we not? We do it in Los Angeles. They're doing it countries around the world. In India, so many, and outside, very good. But one day, I predict Rath Yatra in Mecca. That will be the crown jewel. Someday, Rath Yatra. Jai. Unless they blow it up before then. I don't know. The way things are going, the whole world's blowing up. Sheesh. Be careful who you vote for. He may be a blow-up president. All right. Lord Jagannath is worshipped in one of the oldest temples in India. The story of how Lord Jagannath appeared is very interesting episode in Vedic history. Yes. Every year I have to do this class, and every year it's still exhilarating. I love this story of Jagannath. Once upon a time, King Indrajuma was a great devotee and very eager to meet Lord Vishnu face to face. One time, by Krishna's arrangement, a devotee arrived in the court of King Indrajuma, and in the course of discussion, he began to talk about an incarnation of Lord Vishnu named Nila Madhava. Everybody say.
Nila Madhava.
So now, this is one way it won't be boring. Every time I go like this, you're going to say Nila Madhava.
Okay. Nila Madhava.
Yeah, not like this. Nila Madhava. Again.
Nila Madhava.
All right, pay attention, because I'm going to do this. Very good. Excellent. All right, we got a good crowd. See, that's what's good. You do 2 hours of kirtan, you finally are awake. If I did the lecture in the beginning, it's like... But 2 hours of kirtan, hey, I'm awake, yeah. Now I'm ready to hear. All of them, however... Okay. After hearing about Neil... King Indrajumna became very inspired and sent different Brahmins in all directions to search for and inquire about. All of them, however, were unsuccessful and returned back to the capital city, except for one priest by the name Vidyapati. After wandering in many places, Vidyapati finally came to a district whose population was of a non-Aryan type called Shabara, a caste that sells and keeps pigs. Very interesting, isn't it? There, Vidyapati took shelter in the house of a local by the name Vishvasu. When Vidyapati arrived, the master of the house was not there, but his young daughter, Lalita, was there by herself. Within a short time, Vidyapati returned and instructed his daughter to render all service needed for the hospitality of their Brahmin guest. For some time, Vidyapati stayed there, and later, by the request of the Shabara Vishvasu, Vidyapati married his young daughter. So, while Vidyapati lived in the house of the Shabara, he began to notice some peculiarity in the behavior of his host. Every night, the Shabara would go out, and on the next day at about noon, he would return to the house scented with various fragrances such as camphor, musk, and sandalwood. Vidyapati inquired from his wife about this, and she informed him that her father would go to a secret place to worship. Okay. From that day, Vidyapati's joy knew no bounds. Actually, Lalita had been ordered by her father not to tell anyone about Nilamala. But she overstepped that order by telling her husband. You know, I think in the Mahabharata, didn't Yudhisthira curse women that they can't keep a secret, something like that? Isn't that there? Is that true? I'm asking you. Yes. Don't blame me. Hey. Blame Yudhisthira. He's the one. So, as you can see, her father said, no, but you don't keep secrets from your husband, do you, lady? Do you? Okay. And men also don't keep secrets from your better half. Or is it bitter half? Better. Better half. Vidyapati immediately became eager to see. And finally, one day, by the repeated quest of Lalita, the Shabara Vishvasu bound the eyes of Vidyapati and took him to see Sri. As they were leaving, Vidyapati's wife secretly bound some mustard seeds in the border of Vidyapati's cloth. And so while passing on the path, he would be able to throw down the seeds to mark the way. When they reached Sri, the Shabara removed the blindfold and Vidyapati saw the unprecedented beauty of this deity known as Sri. And so he began to dance in ecstasy and offer prayers. So this deity must be very, very beautiful. Here it is clearly seen that Sri was a deity incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Deity incarnations are called Archavigraha. The Lord appears in deity forms to benefit his devotees, especially those who are not on the transcendental platform. How many here are not on the transcendental platform? Good. That's why we worship the deity. That question is asked all the time. Why do you worship idols? Why do you? Because we're not on the platform that we can see God in the heart or that we can see God everywhere. So this Archavigraha deity is Krishna's mercy upon us. Mercy. Since Krishna as he is cannot be seen by any but the most advanced devotee, Krishna appears as the deity in order to accept worship and thus give opportunity for the neophytes to make advancement. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Always think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me and offer me your obeisances. So this explains a lot. This is why we do what we do. When we come to the temple, we just don't ring the bell, but we also bow down because it says, offer your obeisances. This is Krishna's order. Okay, so, and always think of him. Yes. Therefore, Krishna appears as the deity to accept worship and obeisances from his devotees. Krishna puts himself in the hands of his devotees just to receive their service and help them gradually to develop love for him. Because the whole purpose of religion is to develop love of God. If you're belonging to a religion, if you're following some spiritual path, and you're not developing love of God, you're wasting your time. Because the true goal of religion is love of God. This is one aspect of Krishna's great mercy and Krishna's desire to free all conditioned souls from the bondage to this material world. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated, Atak Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhaved Grayam Indriyai Sevan Mukyahi Jivadao Swayam Eva Sparat Yada. No one can understand Krishna as he is by one's blunt material senses. However, Krishna reveals himself to devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service. And in the Sanskrit, the word jivadao. So that means, adao means there's a whole bunch of processes. But jivadao means the first way, the tongue. This is how you begin to serve Krishna. Take prasadam, chant Hare Krishna. If you just do that, you can realize Krishna. Why do you think I joined this movement? When I heard this, sign me up. All I got to do is eat and chant. That's my religion, man. Yeah, I like that one. I think I've done pretty good, huh? I like to chant. I like to talk. And I love, as you know, why I do these programs. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Rama. Thus, Vidyapati personally witnessed the mercy of Sri. After Vidyapati finished his prayers, Vishvasu kept him near the deity and then went out to collect roots and forest flowers for worship. While the Shabara was out, Vidyapati witnessed the most astounding thing. A sleeping crow fell off the branch of a tree into a nearby lake and drowned. But then it immediately took a four-armed Vaikuntha spiritual form and started back to the spiritual sky. Seeing this, the Brahmana Vidyapati climbed up the tree and was about to jump in. Wouldn't you do that? I would, if you had saw. Yeah. I would have. It's that easy to go back to Godhead? Where's that lake? Where's that tree? I'm ready to go. Seeing this, the Brahmin Vidyapati, okay, was about following the liberated crow. But as he was about to jump in, he heard a voice in the sky. O Brahmana, since you have been able to see Sri, you should before all else inform King Indradyumna. See how nice Krishna is? Because that was the only reason he got here in the first place. It's because he was trying to find for King Indradyumna. So Krishna takes care of his devotees. Hey, not so fast, buddy. First you got to finish your service. Huh? You got to do your service. Vidyapati climbed down from the tree and waited. The Shabara Vishvasu soon returned, carrying forest flowers and roots, and started his daily worship of Lord. As he was engaged in the service of the Lord spoke to the Shabara. The Lord said, I have for so many days accepted the simple flowers and roots offered to me by you. But now I desire royal service to be offered to me by devotee King Indradyumna. Wow. You can see what's going to happen here. When the Shabara Vishvasu heard this, he thought, oh no, I shall be cheated from the service of Sri. So there's two things here. The Shabara Vishvasu is right. He doesn't want to lose his service. So that's good. You know that you've made some advancement when you are attached to serving Krishna. When you have an attachment for serving Krishna, That's real ashirvad. That means you have made some actual advancement, that you are attached to a service. And there's that message from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati on his deathbed. Do not give up your service, which is your all and all. So, you may be a pujari. Be attached to your service. You may be a kirtanir. Develop attachment. Or you may like to cook. Who likes to cook for Krishna? Good. I like to be attached to speaking and eating for Krishna. I'm very attached. Yes. So he's fine. But he's in anxiety. Oh, I'm going to lose my service. Oh. Therefore, Vishvasu bound up his son-in-law Vidyapati and kept him prisoner in the house. After a while, at the repeated request of, who do you think? No, the daughter, right? Vishvasu freed the Brahmin Vidyapati and allowed him to return immediately to King Indradyumna so that Vidyapati could inform the king of the wonderful discovery of? So this Lalita, she has played a significant role here. So it's interesting how much she has, because how many have daughters? Yes. It's very hard to say no to a daughter. Your son, easy. But daughter, very difficult. Especially when they do this. No man can refuse that. I don't care. If the tears start coming, okay. Son, go. Get a job. You bum. Sorry, boys. That's just the way Krishna made it. In great ecstasy, the king then went forth with many people to bring back Sri from the mustard seeds thrown along the path by Vidyapati. Small plants had grown. So by following these plants, the king was able to trace the path back to? When they reached the spot, they could not find him. Krishna, very tricky. Right? He told Vidyapati, oh, you got to go, don't jump in the lake, you got to tell Indradyumna. So he tells Indradyumna, and then when the deity's gone. That's Krishna. Not easy, not cheap. Krishna told that to the gopis. If I make myself cheap, then people won't take me seriously. So Krishna told the gopis, I sometimes take away my mercy, and what does the devotee do? Becomes more attached to Krishna. So, it's all going to happen to all of us. The day will come, you may lose some of your health, you may lose your job, you may lose whatever. Everybody is going to be tested, right? And that test is, will I stick faithful to Krishna? Or will I reject him? Oh, I'm not getting a new job. All right, I'm going to worship Ganesh now. Forget Krishna. No, this is serious. I know people like this. I know people. To worship Krishna when everything's going good. Oh, yeah, Krishna's great. Yeah, wow. But, you know, get cancer or lose your job or lose your house. I don't know about Krishna anymore, man. Yes, it's a real thing, and everyone will be tested. Every one of us, we will be tested. So remember that it's a test. And all Krishna wants to see, will I remain faithful? Like the gopis, Krishna left them in the rasa dance. So the gopis say, okay, forget Krishna, now we'll worship Durga and get... No. They stayed and they continued to pray to Krishna. And that's when Krishna said, this is the only reason I have returned. Because despite my leaving you, you still remained faithful to me. This is the only reason why I have returned. So how long the test will be? I don't know. However long the test is, stay with Krishna. And you stay with Krishna by Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Come on.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Not being able to see the beautiful form of Sri, King Indrajumna besieged the village of the Shabaras and arrested Vishvasu. Suddenly, however, a voice in the sky spoke to the king. Release the Shabara, for on top of Nila Hill, you should construct a temple. And there as Daru Brahman, everyone say, the absolute truth manifest in a wooden form, then you will see me. You will not see me as Nila Madhav. So Krishna has a purpose, right? Vishvasu, he was allowed to worship Nila Madhav. But Indradumna, no, you're going to worship, what does it say? Daru Brahman. Everybody say? So that Daru Brahman is Jagannath. He's in the form of wood, right? But is it a wood statue? Do we worship idols? We worship Daru Brahman. Brahman means absolute truth. This wooden chair is not absolute truth. It's relative truth. Brahman is spirit. So this is spirit in the form of wood. Daru Brahman, Jagannath. Everybody say, to build the temple, King Indrajumna made arrangements to bring stone from a place called Baulamala by building a road from there to Nilakandara Hill. The holy abode of Sri Kshetra, or Puri, is in the shape of a conch, and in the navel of that conch, the king established a town by the name Ramakrishnapura, and constructed the temple. The temple extended 60 cubits beneath the earth and rose 120 cubits above the surface. At the top of the temple, the king built a kalash, or a round pinnacle, and on top of that, a chakra, or disc. He also had the temple decorated with golden ornaments. Then King Indradumna, desiring for Lord Brahma to consecrate the temple, traveled to Brahmaloka and spent a long time there waiting to meet Lord Brahma. And as we all know, when Lord Brahma came down to steal Krishna's calves and cowherd boys, it was a moment of his time. And on earth, it was 1 year. So the calculation is different. So he had to wait a long time in Brahmaloka. So that means lots of time is passing back on earth. During that time, the temple, which is very near the sea, became covered with sand from the shore. While King Indradumna was away, first a person named Suradev and then Gala Madhav took over as kings of the area. It was Gala Madhav who raised the temple from within the sands, where it had been buried for a long time. Shortly after the temple was uncovered, however, King Indradumna returned from Lord Brahma's abode. So in subsequent reading, the incident with Nila Madhav took place in Satya Yuga. By the time he comes back, it's Kali Yuga. Okay? So that gives you some idea. So now it's Kali Yuga. Okay. Indradumna claimed that it was he who had constructed the temple, but Galamadava put forward the claim that he was its constructor. In a banyan tree near the temple, however, lived a Bhushandi crow. And don't ask me what a Bhushandi crow is, because I can only find one thing. It's some kind of special crow that was during the time of Lord Ramachandra. That's all I can tell you. So you're not going to go find that Bhushandi crow. A Bhushandi crow who had seen the whole construction of the temple. This crow had been living through many ages, constantly singing the name of Lord Ram. Everybody say,
Ram.
From the crow's abode on the branches of that banyan tree, the crow had seen the whole construction of the temple. Therefore, he made it known that actually King Indradyumna had constructed the temple, and that in his absence it had been covered by sand. The crow further said that King Galamadav had later merely uncovered the temple. So because King Galamadav had concealed the truth, Lord Brahma ordered Balamadav to reside outside the grounds of the temple on the western side of a lake called Indradumna Sarovara. So that teaches us, always tell the truth. And there's that nice statement in the eighth canto where Vamanadeva is speaking to Bali Maharaj. And Bali Maharaj, it's either Bali Maharaj, yes, I'm pretty sure it's Bali. Bali says that Mother Earth can tolerate big mountains, no problem. But she cannot tolerate a liar. So lying is one of, right, we practice truthfulness. Those in Krishna consciousness, they practice truthfulness. So lying destroys truthfulness. So we should be, first of all, truthful with ourselves. Don't pretend to yourself. Be honest with yourself. And with others, we are supposed to be straightforward. Simple and straightforward. Indradumna then prayed to Lord Brahma to consecrate the temple and the surrounding area known as Sri Kshetra, which gives the highest type of liberation. How many have been to Jagannath Puri? Very good. So it gives the highest type of liberation. But Lord Brahma said, this Sri Kshetra is manifested by the Supreme Lord's own internal potency. And the Supreme Lord himself manifests there. Therefore, it is not within my power to install the Lord there. Lord Jagannath and his abode are eternally situated in this material world out of his own causeless mercy. Therefore, I shall simply place a flag on the top of the temple and give this blessing. Anyone who from a distance sees this flag and bows down, offering prostrated obeisances, shall easily become liberated. Shall we all go? We'll do a big 740, we'll all go, and we'll just bow down. Now, one of my students in Santiago, she also did a class on this recently, and she said that from her research, although the winds blow in one direction, the flag blows in the opposite. Does that make sense? No, it does. Why? Because what did it say? This kshetra is manifested by Krishna's internal potency. Therefore, it's not material. It's spiritual. The wind is going one way, the flag is going the other. Is Krishna God? Do you accept now that Krishna is God? I do. How many accept Krishna as God? Very good. Excellent. After some time, King Indradumna became discouraged at so much delay in seeing, deciding that his life was useless King Indradumna lay down on the bed of Kusha grass, being determined to give up his life by fasting. At that time, Lord Jagannath spoke to him in a dream. My dear king, don't be anxious. I shall come floating in from the sea in my wooden form as Daru Brahman at the place called Banki Muhan. Then with a company of soldiers, the king went to that place and saw on the shore a huge piece of wood marked with conch, disc, club, lotus, the four symbols of Krishna or Vishnu. Although King Indradumna engaged many men and elephants to move that Daru Brahman or Woody Brahman, they couldn't even budge it. Again, that night in the dream, Lord Jagannath again spoke to the king. You should bring my previous servant Vishvasu, who used to serve me as Nila Madhav, and place a golden chariot in front of Daru Brahman. The king began to work according to the instruction of the dream. He brought the Shabra of Vishvasu and put him on one side of Daru Brahman. And on the other side, King Indradumna put the Brahman Vidyapati. Placing a golden chariot before Daru Brahman, King Indradumna then started kirtan. Right? Because that is how we do everything. Beginning, middle, and end, kirtan. That is our movement. Kirtan. Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Eva, certainly, Kevalam. That's it. Our movement is chanting. Can you chant too much? No. You can eat too much, yeah. But chant too much? Impossible. If you chant too much, you'll be like this. Adibol, adibol, adibol. King Indradumna then started kirtan, chanting the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Yes, kirtan means names of God. Nobody else. Names of God, Vishnu, Krishna, Hari Kirtan. Chanting the holy names. Then the king caught hold of Daru Brahman and begged for the Lord to mount the chariot. Daru Brahman was then easily placed on the chariot and taken to a pre-appointed place. There, Lord Brahma began a sacrifice and established a deity of Nrsingadev. Everybody say, Nrsingadev. On the raised platform of the sacrifice. It is said that the place where the present temple stands is the place where the sacrifice was performed, and that the Nrsinga deity, now standing at the western side of the Mukti Mandap in the temple, is that original Nrsinga deity. Who has seen that deity? Nobody's seen it? No? You saw it? No, this deity. We've seen this, yes, but I want to know if anybody's seen this. I can't go in the temple, so I can only get. So nobody has seen it. Who's going to go to Jagannath Puri soon? Anybody? So anyone who goes, look for the Nrsinga deity and report back. Okay? To carve the deity of Lord Jagannath from Daru Brahman, King Indradumna called many expert sculptors. None of them, however, was able to even touch Daru Brahman. For as soon as they started, their chisels broke and fell to pieces. Finally, an old artist who introduced himself as Ananta Maharana promised that if he were allowed to work behind closed doors for 21 days, the deity would be carved. Immediately, preparations were made. According to the old sculptor's directions, all the other artists were engaged in making three chariots. The old sculptor then took Daru Brahman into the temple, closed the doors, and made the king promise that the sculptor would reside alone and that the king would not open the doors of the temple even slightly before 21 days was up. However, after 14 days, the king was unable to hear the sound of the chisels and the tools. And so Indradyumna became full of anxiety. Because it was an old man, right? So he might have died, right? It's possible. He's not hearing any activity. Just like some of you I've had in the past, you get your house redone. So you want to make sure that there's progress, not that the workers are drinking cerveza and, you know, you want to see the workers working. So nothing's happening. Although the king's minister again and again forbade him, on the advice of his queen, Indradyumna forcibly opened the door of the temple with his own hand. I'll let that speak for itself. No comment necessary. Sometimes it's better to be politically correct. That's still truthful, but yes, don't go there. So his minister told him, don't do it, but the queen said, do it. Inside, the king could no longer find the old sculptor, but instead, he saw that Daru Brahman had manifested in three forms as Jagannath, Baladev, going forward in front of the deities. King Indradyumna saw that their fingers and toes were unfinished. The king's wise minister then informed him that the architect was none other than Lord Jagannath himself, and that because the king had broken his promise by opening the doors 7 days too soon, Lord Jagannath had manifested himself in that way. Then the king, thinking himself a great offender, decided to end his life. Thus, once again, King Indradyumna lay down on a bed of kusha grass and began fasting. When half the night had passed, Jagannath appeared to the king in his dreams. The Lord said, I am eternally situated here in Neelachala in the form of Lord Jagannath as Daru Brahman. In this material world, I descend in 24 deity incarnations along with my abode. So here's what I found. Please repeat. Vasudev, Sankarshan, Prajumna, Aniruddha, Keshava, Narayan, Madhava, Govinda, Vishnu, Madhusudan, Trivikram, Vamana, Sridhar, Rishikesh, Padmanabha, Damodara, Purushottama, Achyuta, Nrsinga, Janardana, Hari, Krishna, Adhokshaja, Upendra. Jagannath continues, I have no material hands and feet. What was the word, key word? Material. Yes. I have no material hands and feet, but with my transcendental senses, I accept all the items offered in service by my devotees. So he has senses, but they're not material senses. They're spiritual senses. He's not formless. He has no material form. He has a spiritual form. It's still a form, just that it's not material. You may have broken your promise, but that is just a part of the sweetness of my pastimes to manifest this Jagannath form, which protects the eternal words of the Vedas. Anyway, those devotees whose eyes are smeared with the salve of love will always see me as Shyama Sundara, holding a... So, if you study in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya would go to the temple of Jagannath, he didn't see Jagannath, he would see Shyama Sundara. Because Lord Chaitanya is on that supermost transcendental platform. We are not on that platform, we see Jagannath. That's good, but if you want to see Shyama Sundara, then you have to develop this, your eyes must be smeared with the salve of love of Godhead. That's what we're aspiring for. If you desire to serve me in opulence, then from time to time, I may be decorated with hands and feet made of gold or silver. You should certainly know, however, that I am, please repeat, Bhushana Angam. My limbs are the ornaments of all ornaments. In other words, we put on ornaments to make ourselves look good. Krishna is different. He makes the ornaments look good. Just the opposite. That's the meaning of Bhushana Angam. His body is the ornament of all ornaments. The Vedas assert, specifically in the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Apanipado Javano Grahita Pashyati Achakshu Shastrinoti Akarna Saveti Vedyang Natatsyasti Veta Tamahur Argyam Purushang Mahatman. Without mundane legs and hands, the Lord moves and accepts. Without mundane eyes, the Lord sees. And without ears, mundane ears, still the Lord hears. The Lord knows all that is knowable, but no one knows Him. Thus they describe the original Supreme Person. And in Ishopanishad, Anejad ekang manaso javiyo naina deva apnuvan puravam arshat tadavatonyan atyeti tishtat tasmin napo matarishva didhati tad ejati tad najati tad dure tavantike tad antarasya sarvasya tad yu sarvasyasya bayata. Although fixed in his abode, the personality of Godhead is swifter than the mind and can overcome all others running. Just like when Krishna left the battlefield, who was that? Kalayavana was trying to catch up to Krishna. And Krishna was just walking nicely, but no matter what Kalayavana did, he couldn't catch up to Krishna. Prabhupada explains, because Kalayavana was sinful. Sinful man cannot capture Krishna. Only pure devotees. Like Yashoda. Did not Yashoda eventually tie up Krishna? Yes. He did give her a little bit of a run. But eventually she snatched Damodar and then tied him up. She can capture him because she is full of love of God. So that's the key. We have to develop love of God. Although fixed in his abode, he is swifter than the mind. The powerful demigods cannot approach him. Although in one place, he controls those who supply the air and rain. The Supreme Lord walks and does not walk. He is far away, but he is very near as well. He is within everything, and yet he is outside everything. To protect this assertion of the Vedas, Lord Jagannath takes his form without hands and legs. Still, Lord Jagannath is able to accept 56 different types of food offered 8 times daily. And Lord Jagannath tours the world in his splendid carts. Hearing the words of Lord Jagannath in his dream, Indradyumna became satisfied and prayed to Jagannath as follows. My Lord, Grant that those who appear in the family of the sculptor who manifested your form may age after age assist in the construction of the three carts. Lord Jagannath, smiling slightly, replied, that shall be, and also the descendants of Vishvasu, who used to serve me as Nila Madhav, should generation after generation serve me. They may be called my Daitas, the descendants of Vidyapati, born from his Brahmin wife, should perform the deity worship for me, and his descendants born from his Shabari wife, Lalita, should cook my food, and they shall be known as Suryaras. Then King Indradumna said to Jagannath, my lord, kindly grant me one favor. Let the doors to your temple be closed only 3 hours a day. The rest of the time, let the doors be open so that all the residents of the universe, that's interesting, all the residents of the universe, not just India, all the residents of the universe may have access to see you. Further, let it be that all day long your eating may go on and that your lotus fingers may thus never become dry. Jagannath replied, Tathastu, so be it. And for yourself, King Indradumna, what benediction do you ask? So that no one in the future will be able to claim your temple as his property, I desire to be without descendants. Kindly grant this one benediction. Jagannath replied, so be it. Thus the merciful Lord Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram appeared in this material world to benefit all living beings. So what is the benefit they bestow? So here is your final blessing. Sit nicely. Here's your final... Who wants blessings? All right, here it comes. Pratimang tatratang drishva swayang devena nirmitam anayasena vayanti bhavanang metato nara. So this is a quote in the Narada Purana. Narayan is talking to Lakshmi Devi. In that great abode known as Purushottama Kshetra, which is rarely achieved among all the three worlds, the Keshava deity, who was fashioned by the Supreme Lord himself, is situated. If men simply see that deity, they are easily able to come to my abode. So how many have seen the Jagannath deity in the temple? I take the dust of your feet. In my next birth, maybe I'll get to go in the temple. Maybe. In this way, Lord Jagannath is delivering the whole universe, especially as he rides on his chariot before the eyes of all. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. One more time. Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladev, Jai Subhadra.